Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the 20th day of the blessed month of Abib. May God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. Today we are celebrate a famous saint, the martyrdom of a famous saint, which is Saint Theodore. We will listen to his story. On this day of the year 36 of the martyrs, Saint Theodore the Shotop. We have many of Theodore's names. So one of them, named Saint Theodore the Shotop, was martyred. His father's name was John, from the city of Shot, but John went with a regiment to the city of Antioch, where he married a daughter for a pagan nobleman, and she bore him a son and called him Theodore. When his mother wanted to teach him idol worshipping, his father refused because he was Christian. She became angry at him and drove him away. His father John prayed fervently and entreated God to guide his son Theodore to the path of salvation. John returned to his hometown Shotop, where he settled. The child Tadros is his Theodore. Tadros also to the name Tadros in Arabic, and Theodore is in English. So the child Tadros grew up and learned philosophy, wisdom, and literature. The Lord Christ illuminated his heart, and Theodore believed. He went to a saintly bishop who baptized him. He joined the army and advanced in their ranks until he became one of the great generals of the Roman army. He was appointed a governor for the city of the Euxetos. When he knew that a huge dragon was living in a cave nearby the city of Heraclea, destroying whoever came close to it, he went forth armed with the cross of Christ and went to the cave of the dragon. As the dragon came out of his cave, then Theodore shouted out at his face, saying, "I come to you in the name of the Lord Christ." You see how we are not scared from anything. Whatever, that's why a lot of kids, for example, like they are scared from darkness, or they're scared from anything, or small animals. Don't scare from anything. Our God inside us, our Christ inside us, that's why we have our cross. So we can't be scared. See what Saint Theodore did? Like there's a dragon. The dragon there. And what happened? Like he was by cross, he do the cross on him and he died. As Saint Mark also too, you remember the story of Saint Mark? When he was walking with his father and he saw a lion. And what happened? His father was scared. Like Saint Mark said, "No, don't be scared. God with us." And he did the cross. And the lion's dead. So this one of the stories that we have to learn, one in the lesson that we have to learn, don't be scared from anything. God is inside us. So he attacked and stabbed it with his spear and killed it. The pagans came, thanked the saint, and some of them believed in Lord Christ. Saint Tadros wanted to see his father, and he prayed to God often to realize for him this wish. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him to go to Shotop in Upper Egypt to meet his father there. All this story happened in Egypt. He came to Alexandria, then to Shotop, where he visited the church and inquired about his father. They informed him that he was still alive. However, he was ill. He went to recognize his father and embraced him. Saint Tadros gave him the good news that he had believed in the Lord Christ. He remained with him for 5 days, after which his father, John, departed to Paradise. Theodore buried him, then returned to Antioch. So as you see, it's amazing, like to see how he was working, how he was visiting also to his father. However, his father was away from him. And Saint Theodore was a young man, but he loved also to his father and mother. This is what we have to do. We have to respect our fathers, we have to respect our mother, we have to respect parents, we have to do everything for them. They love us, and we also to love them. And after that, he received the crown of martyrdom. Why? I will tell you exactly. He went to a governor, and he said, "I'm a Christian." And he revealed his faith because he didn't scare from anything. And after that, he received the crown of the martyrdom. and he became a martyr. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Remember again the name of Saint Theodore the Shop. We have many of the saints, they are martyrs, and they have their own horses. Like, who has on the icon, the saint has horses? Philobatir Mercurius, very good. Who else? Who has the saint on his horse? Has his own horse? No, that means like who is the saint on the icon and he has his horse. Yeah. Saint George? Perfect. So Saint Philobatir Mercurius, Saint George, and also for today Saint Theodore. He has also his horse. So Saint Theodore and Saint George, Saint Philobatir Mercurius. Anyone? I forgot? Abbas Khairon. Yeah. Abbas Khairon Nicolini. Also two. So we have four now. If I would remember, I'll tell you exactly, but I know now we have four. Okay? Together.
Holy, mighty, holy, immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended into the heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father and the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us.
Is more than a posse. O mass, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the unsubly apostles, many from righteous men have desired to see which is yet not seen them, and to hear which and have not heard them. But as for for this year and for the year, may we be worthy to hear twice according to holy gospel to the prayer. Heirs of your sins.
Let us pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our mother of Bethany, as we remember in supplications and pray which offer upon the Lord our God's oath. Have we fallen asleep, repose them who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Tosite meta voteo, acosumento agio evangelio.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David, the prophet, and the king, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see, and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and have not heard it.
Glory be to God forever.
Please come here, to this side. All the deacons come down. So in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So last time I gave you a small things about you, and you told me that why we are coming to the church, and the church is a part from the heaven. We come to the church because we wanted to meet God, we wanted to talk to God, also to, we wanted to pray to God. This is what you said last time. Okay, very good. So when we come to church, we know that up very well. Today, the last time also too, I told you about that we start by Matin. Let me take one Urbanabas. So in the last, I told you also too about when we come to the church in early, we have to come early to the church because we have to meet God in the beginning. So when Abuna opened the curtain in the beginning, and as if he started to open a gate to the heaven. So we have to start in the beginning. You can imagine, for example, when you are going to travel to a trip. If the gate is closed, you can't go to the plane? No way. So I have to go early to the airport. I have to be ready. I have to come early because I wanted to see when they open the gate, I have to enter to the gate. And this is a gate to heaven. This is what we said last time. So in the matin, in the morning, and after the matin we finish, we all the deacons wear their clothes and we pray the psalms. After we pray the psalms, we start something different. It's named the offer of the lamp. The offer of the lamp. So one deacon, like see. I would see someone else like can help me. Okay, talent. So, you will see there is one deacon in front of me. He has a plate and the Urbana inside this plate. And I have one deacon on my right hand and another deacon on the left, my left right hand. Okay, what is holding in the right hand, the deacon, and what is holding on the left hand? My left hand. Huh. Who knows? Yeah. The water? Yes. One deacon has a bottle of water on my left hand, and that on the my right hand, what he's holding? Huh?
I can a candle? It's a, everyone should have candle in his hands. Another thing. Huh? This is a deacon. He's not holding another deacon. No, no way. It's hard. Yes. The wine, exactly. Oh, sorry. So I have three deacons surrounding me. One here is holding the Urbana, or Urban, and another one in my right hand, the wine, and the other hand, the left hand, the water. Okay. The water and the wine is represent the blood and the water which is go out from the side of Christ when he was crucified. And the Urban, his body. So I have to choose Urban. I told that you before, how many Urban should be inside the plate. There's many numbers, many numbers, many numbers. One from the girls. Yes. Five, yeah, one of them is five. Exactly. What else? How many? Five or? Three? Seven? 30? Oh, it's too much, 30. It's too much numbers. No. Huh. 10? No. 10 is it's even number. No. 9? No. So this is exactly what I tell you. The number should be odd. Odd number. What do I mean an odd number? 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, or 13. So should be odd number. Again, how many Urban should be? 3 or 5 or 7 or 9 or 11 or 13. So, yes. An odd number with 3, it represents the Holy Trinity. The 5, that it represents with the wounds of Jesus Christ. 7, it represents of the righteous people. 11, it represents to the disciples without Judas. This is like, that's why we have different number. Everything have a signification or a sign. Anyway, so in the beginning, I have to choose one, the best Urbana ever in from the 3 or 5 or 7. Tell me, the Urbana is here. You can sit down now. Thank you. So the Urbana is why it's round. Maybe I can do it rectangle or square or anything, hexagon. Why it's round? Another, huh. Yes. No, I can hear, sorry.
Because it has, God has no beginning or end.
Exactly, perfect, amazing. You know exactly why we are doing Urbana is round here. Circle. It's a circle because there is no beginning. Where is the beginning of this circle? I don't know. And where is the end of this circle? No way. We can know. Jesus Christ also too has no beginning and has no end. So the Urbanas represent who? Jesus Christ too. How many holes inside the Urbana here, in the Urbana? Someone else. Yes. Huh? 4? 12? No, holes. Not how many holes?
Yes.
5, exactly, perfect. Why 5? Why it is not 3? Why it's not 4?
Why 5? Okay,
why 5?
Because Jesus had 5 holes when he was crucified.
Yes, 5 wounds, exactly. So the 5 holes on the Urbana represent the 5 wounds. By the way, inside our church, everything has a sign. For example, if I have an Urbana doing a circle, there's a sign for it. Why it's a sign? What is that? Because there's no beginning and no end. 5 holes in the Urbana, 5 wounds of Jesus Christ. How many? Yes. Where is the wounds? Huh. Okay, good question. Where are the wounds of Christ? One by one.
Very good. Hands. So the right hand, the left hand, there's two. What else? Yes?
His legs.
Yes, exactly. How many? Two? Are you sure? Okay, but this is wasn't like that. It was only one, because this is like one of the painter who did that. But actually, both together, yes, all over. Yeah, together, there was one nail. So two hands, one foot, exactly. What else? Huh, yes. Sorry? This card? Ah, on the side. Yes, the one here on the side. What else? So there's another one. One, two, three, four. Another one, the last one. Huh? The girls. Yes, you are right. Huh? Yes, the crown, exactly. Yes. So he had also on his head. So how many also two there is? We have five holes. We have around also two here, like a circle, with 12 small crosses. Why 12? It's easy. Yes. Yes, exactly. 12 disciples. And there is a big cross inside. Represent who? Yes, Jesus Christ. Exactly. Perfect. Amazing. So this is all today. I don't want it to take a long time. It's only small info about the Urbana. And what we are, the deacon give me many Urbans and I have to choose the best one. And while I am choosing, and after I show that, I take some water and I wash it. Why I have to take the water on my hand and wash all the Urbana like that? Why I'm doing that? To clean? It's okay. Yeah, I have to clean by water, I know. This is usual like that. But it's not, this is not a sign. Why I'm doing that? Yes, Jesus got baptized. So the water, again, it's a sign of I'm doing as the same exact, I'm baptized also the Urbana, as if exactly Jesus Christ was baptized. And while I'm doing that, I remember all your names. So if anyone give me his name and tell Abuna, please, can you pray for me? Or anyone I know that he is sick, or as anyone has a problem or issue, at that moment, especially this moment, I put my hand on the Urbana after I wash it by water, and I remember all the names of everyone. This is the time. I remember when I was young, I went to the monastery, and there is one monk. He usually remembered all the names of everyone during this part exactly. And you can imagine how many names he remember. More than 3,000 names. And all the, we are as deacons, we are saying Kyrie Eleison outside. And while we are doing that, while the Abuna, he's remember all the names, all the deacons outside, they say, Lord, have mercy. As if, for example, like, God remember the name of Abuna Marcos. The deacon say, Lord, have mercy. Remember the name of Deacon Cherubim. Lord, have mercy. This is the rite of the church. Everything has a sign. So when you give me the name, your names, I put your names on the altar, and I remember your names also too, during this period exactly, at this time. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh,
de Firenze Theotokos, Moreas Marvem ben sortir and Tifkanin Novi Nanevol. Pray to the Lord on our behalf. O Tragomens, old martyr, Theodore the general, that he may forgive us our sins. Blessed be the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the perfect Trinity. We worship him and glorify
him. So Father Proschomen, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, phenom with me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pontificator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate to the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary became man, and he was crucified for us.
I'm so sorry. I told you the creed of the church, we have to say it all together and loudly, like a soldier, as I said before. We have to start together and we have to say it loudly. Okay, the deacons, let's start again from the beginning and we have to say it all together. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and sits at right hand of his Father. He's coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
We confess on baptism, remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead.